some of the early warning signs were weird memories or him forgetting things that were really important to him. Like I said, he always liked sports cars. And I remember one time talking about a sports car that he had a Mazda RX-7 that he ended up selling to my first husband. And I mentioned it, and he was very adamant that he had never owned such a car. And that was a huge red flag to me. And, you know, at the time we didn't know it was for sure this. So I was like, no, Dad, and kind of arguing with him. No, you did. And I sent him a picture of this car in our front yard, in front of our house, with me and my ex-husband standing in front of the car. And he still insisted he didn't own it. So, you know, it's little things like that, or it's also changes in personality. My dad was a college teacher, so he always loved to lecture and talk and teach, but he was also a great conversationalist, and he was always very interested in other people, especially if they were getting ready to go to college. He was all about, so what do you want to do? What's your plan? Helping people kind of figure out what they wanted to do with their life. Mm-hmm. And he got to a point where all he talked about was himself, and he acted like we didn't care about him and that we knew nothing about his past. And it got really boring because it would be 3 or 4 hours and it was like he was holding court and we would get in trouble for needing to use the bathroom. And, you know, looking back, we're like, he was probably just reviewing everything in his mind, trying to hold on to it for himself. But it was difficult when you didn't understand what it was.
Yeah.
And you thought, oh my gosh, he's just becoming so self-absorbed. What happened to my dad? And, you know, so it's little things like that that can be signs.
So if